So this patient did have a positive node, but also from the point of view of recurrence score was kind of in the intermediate 20 range. How high would you have been comfortable sticking with endocrine therapy alone? I would assume up to 25, although we don't really know a node positive. But what's your new high, so to speak?
Well, I mean, now it's with the data we have, it speaks in a node positive patient, I guess. Because the thing it really influenced on her was the grade one. I mean, if this had been a grade two or a grade three, I would have not. So that influences me because I don't think any of the tests are perfect. They all provide information. And when they're all one way in concordance, I'm much more comfortable with more aggressive thinking. When I have things that are discordant, clearly my greatest concern is recurrence and death from recurrence. If there's discordance, I will tend to err on the side. A score of 20 in a postmenopausal woman who doesn't want chemo, that's still a pretty easy decision. But as you say, moving it up much at all, I'm starting to feel like I'm giving something up, but I have no problem with a woman with an intermediate score and one positive node saying, hey, that absolute 3 or 4% that I'll get from chemo isn't worth it to me. I'm fine with that. To me, it's all about doing everything you can to accurately define their risk in a way they can understand without your drug, and then explain what we think the drug will do in an absolute sense, and then they decide if that's worth it to them or not.
I think that's a really great description of the process. I was going to ask you, you presented both of these patients who had a recurrence score done, but I guess one of the things that's so important to determine ahead of time before you even send anything is whether it's going to make a difference.
Oh, absolutely.
I'm
Yeah,
sure there's
no.
some women who I'm taking chemo no matter what. And
Right.
there's other women, I'm not taking chemo no matter what, and maybe that's not the time to be using a genomic assay.
Oh, absolutely. No, I mean, I see no reason to get a test just because a lot of times the really danger zone is where you and the patient have made a decision and you sort of say, well, let's get that and it'll reinforce us. If that seems like that's when you're going to get the surprise of going the other way. So it really is, I think it's important for them to understand that, it only is worth doing this, in my opinion, if we get something, we will act on it. Because otherwise, we're just giving you something to worry about and more uncertainty.